best way to wake up.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
If you work in retail or you work with the public, this is your biggest complaint time of year.
Oh, I bet.
280-1025. So what is it about us, your customers, that tick you off the most? We're reading through a list of things. It seems that overall, because a lot of these I feel like fall into the same category, what seems to be one of the most irritating things is our not putting stuff back or being careless in how we treat the rest of the merchandise.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
For instance, you see a clothing rack. You ever gone by one and seen about, you know, six shirts on the ground?
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I don't understand that. Just hang it back up.
Yeah, I know. They say people are shoveling through to find the one size they want or the one color they want. And
right.
Doesn't matter if they knock everything on the floor.
Right.
Just and then they just leave it there. Dressing rooms also came up in the same idea. People go in, they try on stuff, they don't want it, they just throw it on the ground. They say they'll find footprints on it from people just walking
on it. It's like they're angry it didn't fit.
I'll just
throw these pins everywhere because that's not dangerous to have on the ground.
Another one that came up is they don't like it when you buy clothing for, say, a Christmas party, wear it, and then bring it back.
They know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. They know what you're doing.
They do. And your kids. Letting your kids run all over the place.
Run amok.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those are the things that seem to bother retail people this time of year, especially more than others.
Yeah.
Oh, talking on your phone, too, while they're trying to wait on you.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. I
although yesterday, I will say, it was the opposite experience. I saw the retailer on the phone.
Oh, that's different.
Clearly in a personal call. I've seen it before, and I always just think, what makes you think this is okay?
Right.
What on the day they hired you said, sure, just
take a call
while you're rigging somebody up.
Yeah, that'll be fine. You probably won't make a mistake either.
Yeah.
So what's
missing from the list? 280-1025. What are the things that us customers do that those of you who have to work with the public, maybe you work in retail, maybe especially this time of year, that just make you want to quit?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not coming back tomorrow.
Right.
I might not even come back after lunch because you people are animals. Makes you think that way? We'd like to hear why.
Yep.
We are. Just throw things everywhere.
I think there's no question.
I'm always amazed.
Well, at the grocery store, when you're like walking down an aisle and you see something from the frozen department just sitting there on a shelf because clearly someone changed their mind. Like, at least get it back into someplace cold.
Well, I'm impressed. Again, I worked at Hy-Vee when I was, younger, and I'm impressed, actually, at least a little bit, that you left it visible.
Oh.
What I really don't get is people who try to hide it.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
So then when we're fronting the store, pulling the cans and stuff forward at the end of the night, and we look behind and see the hamburger that's been sitting there for however many hours.
Right, because you wanted to hide it so you couldn't find
me
in trouble.
If you didn't want to take it back, couldn't you just leave it sitting here so that somebody walking by would see it and maybe do something with it?
I don't know what people
are
thinking.
You're wrong either way.
I can't explain that.
Right, just be less wrong.
Right, exactly. Jesse, you've been in retail 10 years. What are your complaints?
Customers, they'll decide that maybe they don't want something, and then they bury it behind the shelf or in a rack or something like that. And it's like they have to hide all evidence that they were ever interested in it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that. It's like, if you don't want it, I would almost prefer that they just drop it on the floor where they decide they don't want it and keep walking.
And what was the other one?
That they don't acknowledge the workers. Customers in general tend to be very focused on what it is that they're doing, which I completely understand.
Mm-hmm.
But if a worker is asking you, hey, would you like to round up? Don't just stare at them and go, am I ready to swipe?
Right.
So
we're trying to do a donation for like hurricane relief or something, and it,
right.
They completely ignore that you even said anything.
Little human interaction would be nice, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's
just a respect thing. If I'm talking, just please, acknowledge that I said something. If you don't want to, it's fine. Just acknowledge.
That seems reasonable.
Yes, not hard.
Thank you, Jesse. You have a good day. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
What's your complaint?
When people don't read the sale sign and they assume that 15% applies to everything instead of just taking the time to read it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
They see
and then
a general.
Bring it up.
Yeah.
And we have to wait. We have to make all the other customers wait while they go back and figure out what the sales sign actually says. It's so rude. Why can't you just take the time to do it?
Right.
We see 15%. Uh-huh. We think it's 15% off whatever I have in my hand.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
Yep. The whole store.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. You're
fair
right.
Enough.
Mm-hmm. And you do. You got to go check the price and everything.
Yes.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks for calling, Alex. Have a good day.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, Winner 2.5.